A word for you from Luke chapter 24, from verse 17. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know all the things that have happened there in these days?" Well, they continue then, relating their side of the story regarding Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet, mighty in word and deed, and the chief priests and rulers condemned him. He was crucified, and we were hoping he would redeem Israel. And now it is the third day, and moreover, there are rumors that his body has disappeared, etc. What a long sob story. This should have been the news of greatest joy. Indeed, we proclaim today what happened. You see, their side of the story was partial truth. And when you take something that is partial truth, it becomes a lie. Be very careful of believing rumors about others. And in fact, it's just half the story. So here they are telling Jesus. How ironic. They are telling Jesus, the living one, the one who had been raised from the dead now, and they don't even recognize him. Later on, the Lord has to rebuke them, saying, "Oh, foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." And they tell the story, and it is reasonably accurate, but it is completely false, because here they are telling the story to the one who was risen, because their conclusion of their sob story was that his body is now gone. They still believed him to be dead. Oh, how foolish we can be, how slow of heart we can be. The Lord, interestingly, does not immediately reveal himself, and he even asks them, "What is the story that you're talking about? Why are you discussing this and looking so sad?" You see, if you have half the story of the gospel, you only accept half of what the Bible says, well, it will make you sad. And so they talk and talk, and they tell Jesus what happened. If only their eyes were open, they would have listened to him. Well, God ordained this to be like this, but we can learn so many lessons from it, that we shouldn't be foolish like this, but we should rather allow Jesus to talk to us, instead of talking to each other and pulling each other down and making each other more depressed. Let the Lord speak to us. Let his word speak to us.